News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The HSE has published the Breastfeeding Action Plan Progress Report for 2016 to 2023. That comes ahead of National Breastfeeding Week, which happens next week. Joining us to discuss the report is Laura McHugh, HSE National Breastfeeding Coordinator. Laura, a bit of good news in that report.
Yes, Shane, good morning. So I suppose we're kind of used to the narrative of people saying Ireland is really low breastfeeding rates. Yeah. And while I think our absolute numbers might be really low, I suppose our data is stacking up that we are seeing modest improvements, but they are going the right way. And I suppose we're seeing rates going up in every county on discharge from hospital. And then more encouragingly, I suppose we're seeing rates going up at the first public health nursing visit and at 3 months. So that tells us that there's less of a drop off and that more people are getting the support they need to breastfeed for longer.
So how much have they gone up by?
So I suppose at 3 months, we're looking at about an 18% increase. So in absolute terms, kind of, you know, we're looking at about 42% of mothers are breastfeeding at 3 months. But we do have, I suppose, quite varied breastfeeding rates in Ireland. I think that's important around the culture of feeding in Ireland. So we have counties that have it's very normal very normal within families and communities to see lots of breastfeeding, where we've kind of rates of mid to high 70s in some cases. But then in other parts of the country, we have, you know, rates at around 50%. So
okay,
it wouldn't be as normal.
I'm fascinated by this, and I don't know if you have revealed the county by county breakdown, but where are the areas with the really high rates?
The really high rates, we typically see them in more urban areas. So you'd see parts of Dublin, Cork and Galway, I suppose, would be our would be the areas where we would see the higher rates. But
my next question.
Yeah, next question is the lower rates.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's where maybe some more of the positive news have come in. So as those, you know, traditionally we would have seen maybe like, you know, lower rates in the likes of Donegal, but they have done particularly well in recent years, where there has been more investment in midwife lactation posts or increase in breastfeeding groups, or our voluntary colleagues are very good up there, and they are, I suppose, more encouragingly seeing better percentage increase in breastfeeding rates. So they are the areas that we really want to try and, I suppose, improve and kind of improve areas of the country, you know, and even for them families and communities where we don't have a good tradition, I suppose, of breastfeeding.
So there is a direct link between those kind of support services and breastfeeding rates. That's pretty clear.
There is. I suppose we would kind of always caution a little bit about kind of drawing too much inferences around, supports and breastfeeding. But certainly that, you know, there is a very clear relationship, I think, certainly at 3 months, because when people get good support. But it's with their culture around feeding, if people decide to breastfeed or not to do so, and those decisions are very personal for people. But I suppose the support they get from the HSE is very important around that. But we can't, I suppose, ignore the wider cultural aspects around feeding in the country, around kind of the marketing of commercial milk formulas and that, which is very pervasive and very embedded within communities.
A lot done, more to do, to borrow a political phrase from over 20 years ago.
Certainly, Shane. I suppose, but you know, the landscape is good. We have a lot of supports for parents. We kind of encourage parents to get their advice from impartial sources, such as the HSE's mychild.ie, where you'll get kind of lots of details on breastfeeding groups in their county, or details of specialist lactation supports, lactation consultants, or midwives or public health nurses that can help people.
Okay, Laura McHugh, thank you indeed for that. Laura McHugh there, HSE's National Breastfeeding Coordinator. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.